The words "I will" have stole a lot of people's destiny. But I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. I will. I will. I will. Procrastination has destroyed a lot of lives and stripped them naked of the great success and the great intelligence and the great riches that they came from heaven into their mother's wombs with. Because we have delayed to work on what God gave us. Now, what are we doing? All we do is to cry before the Lord. God, this is not moving. Oh, God, when are you going to prosper me? And God says, but I've already prospered you. Oh, make a way for me. I've paved the way in the wilderness. I've paved it for you. Son, I've paved it for you. Daughter, I've paved it for you. Can you not see it? But God, remember not the former things. Lo and behold, I do a new thing. Can you not see it? But because we are hindered by the yesterday's past failures, yesterday's past mistakes, yesterday's disappointments, we feel like the new thing that God is doing has not yet amounted to anything. Then the question now remains, how do I make the word work? Then the Bible answers. They say, tell every person, let this be known to every person, that everyone should be quick to hear and slow to speak. Why slow to speak? Because what you have heard and you quickly speak it, you will spoil what you've already heard. Remember, words are either constructive or destructive. So if you are quick to hear and quick to speak, what you have heard may be good, but what you speak may be bad, and the bad will erase the good. So before you speak, first calculate your words.